Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. Welcome, my friends. I am so happy to have you here. And I want to thank you for being a listener of this show. And I hope that it is inspiring you to get writing and to get your story out there into the world, because your story deserves to be shared. All right, everyone, before we dive in, today we're going to talk about character. So I'm going to be doing a couple of episodes on character. You know, character inside story is such a fascinating, awesome topic. It has so many layers. I love it. And it can, you know, easily be like the most complex thing that you can write. But do not let that discourage you. Characters are so much fun. So we're going to be talking about characters. But before we do that, let's jump into our motivation and our prompts for this episode. All right. So your prompt today is, outside of the window, you see something you can't believe. Whoa. Is it something scary? Is it something cool? Is it something out of this world? Whoa. All right. And for your motivation, stay faithful to the stories in your head, by Paula Hawkins, author of Into the Water. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Thank you. Thank you. I think that's from Goodreads. Awesome. If you haven't checked out Goodreads, do so. It has so many book recommendations and lists on there. I find books through there as well. It is so great to be part of that community. It is so fun. All right, guys, let us talk about characters. So, characters, let's just begin with some of the basic 101s. You know, characters are, in all essence, usually a reflection of ourselves in some regard, right? We can write characters that are serial killers, they are princesses in space, they are underwater sea creatures, but still they probably have some sort of resemblance to our own personalities, because stories are an extension of ourselves. So, if somebody says that you have like a character that's too bland, and usually it's called like a Mary Sue character, then what they're trying to say is that the character doesn't have any personality, have any quirks that really make that character stand out. And it essentially makes the character a player within the game, within the plot. But it's not convincing. It's not compelling. Like, I don't want to know why this person is going to go on their journey or how and what's going to happen to them. You know, you simply just don't care about that person, which is unfortunate, but this can be resolved with some practice. Now, when you first create characters, you can start by that person who's talking in your head, which is super, super fun and super cool. Or you can start by mimicking someone who you admire or you are find fascinated by in real life. Now, this is something that I do quite often. And usually I have characters in my head that are based off of fictional characters to begin with. Characters that I've totally fallen in love with either through TV shows or books or movies that I feel like I totally resonate with. Now, these are also characters who I feel have a lot of beautiful background to their character, to their story. They have depth. You know, the writer has made sure that we understand their motivation. So usually I'll start with something like that because that person resonates with me. So I want to know what happens to them next. And when I do my own writing, I consider it almost like a fan fiction. It starts off as a fan fiction because I want to know what happens to this character within the world. And then that usually blooms into its own original story, which is a lot of fun to write. So I suggest that you start there. You can start either with somebody that you know or with a character that you already admire. So let's talk about some really like high level tips to make sure that your characters aren't flat, right? We don't want to have that Mary Sue character, the one that's just like just a talking head essentially inside the story. So one of the first things I recommend you do is to look at other characters that you admire, and maybe you don't even resonate with, but you know are really held and popular characters of our time. So, for example, you can have Harry Potter from the Harry Potter series. You know, what makes him a great character? One of my favorite characters is Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. oh my gosh, like just her character development throughout that journey is incredible. It is such a beautiful and very long, really long way to show how someone develops and grows and falls and then tries to climb their way back up, right? It is so cool. And I hope I wouldn't, like, you know, spoiler alert for anybody, but all the struggles and the deaths that she has to walk through, and it all comes back to who she is originally. I mean, it's empowering. It's really powerful. And if you haven't checked out, I mean, at least the movie, check out the movie. It's like 4 hours long, you guys. So, you know, hold on to your seats there. But for me, well worth it. I actually saw it recently and I was like, man, the character development in this is just so beautiful, right? You know, and it's incredible that this author, I think this is Margaret Mitchell, it was her only completed works. Like, she had written a lot as far as I understand, but that was the only one that she actually finished before she tragically died. So, I mean, it's just amazing. Sometimes you can have that character really just pop out and it's important. And, you know, this ties back to the message that we have in the podcast, which is like, if you feel like your story isn't good enough, that's a lie, right? Because maybe you're going to finish that one book, or maybe you're going to finish 1,000 books, but those books and that one book might affect hundreds of millions of people. You know, we don't know, but give yourself a chance, just like Margaret Mitchell gave us that one completed novel. All right. Also, a couple of other things to keep in mind. If you want to figure out your character in an even deeper level, a good way to do it is to look at your antagonist. Now, sometimes we have antagonists that aren't actually people. They are nature or society or something else that could be external for your character. And what the antagonist does is they are the foil. They are the opposite. They are the character if the character went completely 100% into their flaw. So, for example, looking at Harry Potter and Voldemort are very similar characters. They are very powerful, and J.K. Rowling does this beautifully. You know, so Harry Potter and Voldemort were in very similar situations from very similar families. Their upbringings were practically identical, and it was to show that Harry Potter has a choice. He has this infinite power available. Now, which route is he going to take? And that's where the antagonist comes in. Voldemort is the antagonist, and he shows this is what happens when you have so much power and you dive into it, right, without care for others. So if you want to buff up the depth of that character, look at your antagonist and ask yourself, you know, and this is actually really funny because usually as writers, we can write our antagonist like so quickly. Like, we're just like, I love this antagonist. They're the best. And yet when we come to our protagonists, we're like, what was I going to do with this person? So it's so funny. I mean, it's like, it just happens so often than not. So if you feel like, oh my gosh, my antagonist is so fleshed out, but my protagonist isn't, don't you worry. It's totally normal. So look at your antagonist and question yourself as to what the motivations are behind this antagonist. What makes them tick? And really, how does their personality come out? Now, when you have that kind of like character profile on that antagonist, then you can much more easily look at your protagonist and just do the opposite, you know, to that antagonist. You know, what makes the protagonist tick that would be the opposite of the antagonist? You know, how do they show their character works and their quirks? How do they show up to situations that would be different from the antagonist? And of course, what's really cool about our books is that the antagonist and the protagonist are reflections of each other. So of course they have similar aspects, but you can gain a lot from seeing how your protagonist would be different and act different, right? So that's going to be a really cool exercise for you. And do good, you guys, let me know how that goes. I love to hear from you guys. All right. Another tip. So one thing that I learned in one of my writing classes was that your character should stand independently despite gender. Okay. So when we tend to write our heroes, sometimes we start to fall into really common tropes. So like maybe they will act like the damsel in distress, or they will act like the barbarian, and we will give them these really cliche traits. You know, they will act a certain way that's, you know, it's just happened so often. And so what do I mean by they can stand independently despite gender? If you take your character and you flipped their gender, would their actions and their dialogue still work? If it doesn't, so like say for example, you have a female and she is like, you want to make sure she doesn't have that damsel in distress feel or maybe whatever other cliches or stereotypes that might be out there, and you just play with the scene, take a scene out and make her into a male version of that character, does suddenly her dialogue not work? Like, was she talking about, you know, being a damsel in distress? Was she talking about certain ideas and inspirations that would only work if she was the female gender, right? And of course, you can play even more with this. I mean, there's such a wide variety of options that you can go, you know, even within, say, your character isn't simply male or female, then you can just do the opposite of what that person is. And does that character still stand? So look at their dialogue, look at their actions, take a scene. And if it doesn't work, then that means that you have depended too much on what would be expected of them as that, you know, gendered quote unquote character. And we need to figure out more about who this character is, because when we find that out, then we know that they still need depth. They still need to have their own individual quirks and beautiful, weird things and quotes, you know, so that that person can stand on their own no matter what you turn them into. If you turn them into an octopus, they would still have their beautiful personality that's really unique to them. So I hope that makes sense. You guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I hope that you guys are staying safe out there during COVID-19 as things begin to settle into the new normal. I'm looking forward to the months and the years ahead. You know, definitely one thing I miss is Barnes & Noble. Yeah. Oh, guys, it's just, oh, I just miss perusing the aisles for hours. You know, but then again, I'm getting a lot more writing time. So, all right. So, you guys, as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, think. And of course, you deserve to tell your story. Your story matters. So go out there, figuratively, and write the words that are on your heart. Keep moving forward. They don't have to be perfect. You just have to show up. All right, guys, I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.